Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. We're going to be talking about a subject that I believe should snatch our attention today as we look forward to American history 2025. America as we once knew it would be perhaps the hypothetical title of the section of study in civics, if that would even be offered in 2025. Talking about American history, future tense, 2025. What will the record show as American history? What will students be looking at in the classroom? How will they be reading about what America once was like? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, what America once was like. And we're basing it on what we're doing now, where we're headed, and the rapid demise of the Constitutional Republic known as the United States of America. It's a grave question, a serious scenario, something that ought to be recognized, dealt with before it's too late. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the Word of God, the Scripture, the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he's speaking to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, outside the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, there's no way to know the truth. You see, the Word of God is the truth book. It is the fountainhead of truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then he further elaborates by saying in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that I call our attention to each and every day. As we face the issues, we need to do so based on truth. It's the truth book. By the way, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Perhaps you're thinking, what will the recorded history be about America? Can you imagine moms and dads and sons and daughters sitting down in 2025, 2030, 2035, if Jesus tarries, and talking about what America used to be like? A fireside chat with the kids in the home. Mom and dad talking because of what they remember, what America used to be like. It's a very serious subject, somber subject, but I believe very real based on what we're seeing today. But ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about truth, it was George Orwell, the secularist, made a powerful statement. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We see that to be factual today. In fact, as I speak the truth today, as you speak the truth today, it is rejected by the majority of what would be called modern society. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I believe we need to go back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the former Senator Jim DeMint. Headline says, "DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth." Now, I've shared this two or three times, and at the risk of redundancy, let me share it again because I believe it's relevant to the point at hand. Jim DeMint says, "Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible." Hear that? If you want to know the reason for the death of the truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. He cited a time when he and his wife were visiting a church on Easter Sunday and heard the preacher say, after describing the miraculous and incredible resurrection of Jesus, the pastor concluded his message by saying, it didn't really matter if Jesus' actual resurrection was truth or not. It only matters if we believe it is true. End quote. Further, former Senator DeMint says, what we believe about truth does not change what is truth. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to the Word, get back to the source book of truth. That's the written, revealed Word of God. This is the reason I am so delighted to share with you a statement, and as I've shared it for quite some time, coming from Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe God would have that for us. We have too many Christians today that's willing to compromise, bend the truth, and shade the truth, or avoid the truth because of being fearful of what society might say. Just as one professor recently was fired from his job in a prestigious university because he said there's only two sexes, male and female. That's truth. As a result of stating that truth, he was summarily fired from his position as a professor. This is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, needing to take a stand even to death, even if it means our life is on the line. We need to come to grips with the fact that we need to take that stand and speak the truth in love, as the Scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional lawn care equipment. And Tools for Time can answer all of your questions for the homeowner as to the landscape lawn care equipment that is needed. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag and flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, and you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about America as we once knew it. And I can just simply give it a subtitle today, American History 2025. What will be said in our history books if Jesus tarries? If the rapture tarries and we're still here, what will the history books record about America as it once was? Now, we can look back today, and even as Christians, we can talk about, and some can refer back to, the old sawdust trail days when they had the gigantic tents and sawdust floors, and the gospel was proclaimed, and the town drunk would get saved, and multitudes in the city would get saved. Even the mayors and the city council members, some would get saved as a result of the old-fashioned gospel meetings that heretofore were held in America. Today, we rarely have what's called revival meetings, revival entrances. But we can talk about what America once was like. But ladies and gentlemen, as one writer stated it in relationship to what America once was like, he talked about future generations and the need for America to go back to its biblical basis and biblical roots so that future generations will be able to have a fundamental handle, a foundation to depend upon. Psalms 11, verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we're watching our foundations being eviscerated, the foundations of America being destroyed, removed. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to just look at a whole litany. This entire broadcast will be talking about what America was like and what it will be like in the future. as we go back and look in retrospect, we think on the subject, what America once had and how America once was, and America as we once knew it. Freedom of speech, where you could talk and say what you wanted to, where there was no social media, no fact-checking, no Facebook, no Google, Twitter and Instagram monitoring and canceling our free speech. Can you recall the days before all of these things were encroaching upon our religious liberties and our freedom of speech? I can. I can recall the day when there was no such thing as Facebook. I can recall the day when there was no such thing as Instagram or Twitter. I can recall the day when there was no such thing as emails. I can recall the day when there was no such thing as cell telephones and computers. Now, my bride is listening. She probably said, wait, hold on. You're going to get to your age too quickly. But I'm telling you, we can look back and see what America was like even now. But can you project that for about 5, 10, 15 years from now, what it would be like? Here's an article that says, taking action against people who repeatedly share misinformation. This article says, today, it's dated the 26th of May, today we're launching a new way for people to inform people if they're interacting with content that's been rated by a fact checker, as well as a stronger action against people who reportedly and repeatedly share misinformation on Facebook, whether it's false or misleading content about COVID-19 and about vaccines, climate change, elections, or other topics. We're making sure fewer people see any misinformation on your application of Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a gigantic article, and the article goes into detail of what Facebook has just now come to the woke position, apparently, they feel that they are God's gift to the world for controlling free speech. I'm talking about what America once was like. At one time, we didn't have to worry about big tech and the fact checkers, Facebook and Google and Twitter, Instagram monitoring and somehow canceling free speech. This article further says, Facebook speaking now, we've taken stronger action against pages, groups, and Instagram accounts, domains sharing information, and now we're expanding some of these efforts to include penalties for individual Facebook accounts too. Starting today, this is Facebook speaking, we will reduce the distribution of all posts and new feeds from all individuals' Facebook accounts if they repeatedly share content that has been rated by one of our fact-checking partners. We already reduced the single post reach and news feeds if it has been debunked. Further, it states, the notification includes the fact checker's article debunking the claims as well as a prompt to share the article with their followers. It also includes a notice that people who repeatedly share false information may have their post moved lower in the news feed so other people are less likely to see any of their posts on their Facebook accounts, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what Facebook is now announcing is that they feel that they are the guardians of truth in America. They feel that they're guardians of what you can say and I can say. They're the guardians of what can be referred to as free speech. If they, that is Facebook, feels that it is incorrect or in error or is wrong according to their premise, then they are saying we're going to absolutely prevent it from going forward. Now, I can recall a day when Facebook didn't exist. And I'm talking about now, ladies and gentlemen, the future tense, America as we once knew it. American History 2025. The history books will talk about what America was like before these things came about. Here's an article. Florida Governor DeSantis signs a law to hold big tech companies accountable for the content moderating practices. The article states, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from Silicon Valley's power grab on free speech, thought, and content. The big tech bill, as DeSantis calls it, the big tech bill, it's talking about the law that DeSantis calls it, allows residents to fight back against the deplatforming and the censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim in a bid to ensure companies are more transparent about their content moderation practices, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what I've just read, the blurb from the new law that Governor DeSantis has signed into law for the state of Florida, if fact checkers, i.e., the Gestapo and the fascists that are controlling our free speech today, especially with Facebook and others like that, if they determine that what you're saying is not true factually and they block it, then Governor DeSantis' new bill that we have in the state of Florida, and I don't know of any other state that's done that yet. Other states are, you know, on the fast track to do so. And I believe we need to have more and more states. I think there's about 20, 23 states that's investigating or in the process of doing something like that. But we need to come to the point where we say we're not going to allow American, quote, fact checkers determine what free speech we have in America to state. Can you imagine in the United States history of 2025, 2030, of people being able to talk about and saying what America used to be like? Of course, it'd have to be in hush settings. It had to be at homes and private settings to be able to do it, because then, if we continue where we're going today, then 2025, 2030, there'll be no such thing as free speech. Free speech will be out the window and gone. So to be in those little huddles around the fireplace, as I call it, where mom and dad's speaking, where they're talking about what they recall as a free America, where before the freedom of speech was countered, before big tech, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and others, Instagram, took over the control of free speech in America. Here's an article. Another article about Facebook. Facebook ends their ban on posts claiming, that's posts that you're putting on their posts that are claiming, COVID-19 is man-made. Realize, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 18 months, approximately that, Facebook's been banning anything. If you'd say something about coronavirus being man-made, that is spliced in a laboratory in Wuhan, China, if you were to say anything about that or try to forward any articles or post any articles about Dr. Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Lord Fauci in his white jacket being the instigator behind the gain-of-function research that took pathogens, spliced them, made them aerosol so that they could be transmitted by breathing, that Fauci had anything to do with it, it was considered by Facebook up until yesterday as being fraudulent, fake, phony, and was not allowed. It was banned outright, or there was a label that would come over your Facebook post stating this is erroneous information, a false information, and then would send transfer you to something with World Health Organization to talk about COVID-19 and what they claim is truth on it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about history 2025, 2030. What America once was like, if we continue the trek that we're on today in relationship to the loss of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the loss of our Bill of Rights, and where we stand today based on what has been done in the past 12, 14 months in relationship to COVID-19 and the harm and the danger that it's brought to Americans. And the government's used that, ladies and gentlemen, to squelch free speech, religious liberties, and anything that we call our Bill of Rights today. I believe we have Dr. Grable on the phone with us. Go ahead, Dr. Grable, with your question or comment.
Dr. Youngblood, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to tell your listeners what a terrific guy you are, that I've been very disappointed with most of the clergy that have not stood up and spoken truth, and you have really spoken truth, and I really so appreciate what you're doing and what you've done. And couldn't agree with your positions more heartily.
Well, I am thankful for and humbled by your statement. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, we had talked briefly yesterday, a little bit personally. I wanted to put a shout out to your listeners. We're trying to bring Kevin Shipp into town. Kevin is a former high-level CIA fellow who's a strong Christian and whistleblower. He's written books. He's been on national shows, et cetera. And so if we can get around 30 people together, we can afford to bring him for a personal Q&A. It's really a chance of a lifetime, I believe. So if any of your listeners are interested, they can look up Kevin Shipp. His name is spelled with two P's, so it's kevinshipp.com. And if you're interested, my email is drgrable, D-R-G-R-A-B-L-E, at Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N.com, drgrable at Reagan.com. And if you're interested, we're asking for a $50 donation, if you will, to cover his expenses and hotel and whatnot. But I think it'll be a really great time.
Let me simply jump in at this moment, Dr. Grable, and say I have examined his website and the things that he is saying and he stands for. I highly recommend it. So for our listening audience, Dr. Grable, give us that contact information once again. And I recommend it, ladies and gentlemen, make that contribution of $25, $30, $50, $100 that would allow the travel expense and the cost to bring him here so that we'd have the privilege of hearing what he has to say. And I believe it would be edifying, beneficial, and educational, inspirational, and challenging for all of our listening audience to do so. So Dr. Reed will give that contact information one more time and allow me to once again encourage our listeners to make the contribution today. I believe it can make the difference in our understanding of what's taking place in America and the need to shore up our foundations before they're totally destroyed.
So my email is drgrable, Dr. Grable, at Reagan, reagan.com. And we're going to try to limit this to 30 people. And our plan is to have everybody can write out four or five questions ahead of time. And this will be a very intimate, non-recorded session that would really be a chance of a lifetime for people that are interested. And I'm hoping we can make this happen.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be prayerful that our listeners will respond overwhelmingly, Dr. Grable. And thank you so much for calling in and making that announcement for our listeners to participate in this wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your response. I'm praying that you'll respond overwhelmingly to this offer and for this opportunity. I believe that it would be a blessing to our city for us to have this opportunity to be brought to our city. And so let me challenge you with that. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you this afternoon?
Great. I pray that you are.
Great, great. You were talking about what our future looks like there, and it reminds me of a old adage that history is written by the victors. I don't want any of Facebook, Google, or ABC to be the victors. I personally believe they should be not broken down, but maybe their 230 sections removed because they're acting like publishers when they
absolutely
censor content.
Absolutely. I believe it's one of the greatest, gravest dangers to free speech in America today, the social media, the big tech, and it's big tech and the social media tech gurus that put Trojan horse Joe Biden in office today, along with Wall Street and Hollywood, those three major segments in America that put him in office. And it's my prayer and my goal, just as you've just said, it is my prayer that somehow, some way, we will have big tech put back in their place. And I personally believe they need to be absolutely broken up. They've gotten to the point where they're any one of them are so powerful that they can literally control the thoughts and the minds and the direction of society based on what they allow us to say. And I don't think there should be any organization, any group, any company, any technical oversight for free speech in America. I don't believe we need gurus that sit back and do fact-checking and determine whether or not what I'm saying is true or false, determine whether or not it will be allowed in the public forum. That is absolutely fascism, and it's being played out and carried out by the socialist, Marxist, Democrat Party today that's holding the hands with the fascist within the realm of big tech that's allowing that to take place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But the American consumer is responsible for this. Without us being the product on Facebook, they would have no platform. I personally, I have an account, but it's not my true name. I set up a fictitious email account and a fictitious account. And if you look at my intro page, it flat out says I'm only on Facebook for, and I have to so be part of a society here in Jacksonville. And I interact with them through that forum. Otherwise, they don't have the funds or money to actually do their own, you know, website. So it's kind of like one of those situations where you need them for some things, but the things that you need them for, you wish they wouldn't do what they're doing. And I agree that they should have no responsibilities as far as fact-checking or censoring anyone for anything.
Absolutely. And it is my prayer, Jim, that somehow, some way, enough American citizens would close the Facebook accounts and pull away from Facebook. For example, right now, because of the disinformation and the false news by CNN, the CNN listening audience has plummeted since January of this year, plummeted by over 40%. I read an article this morning that said that there's still major bleed of a listening audience because of the plummeting numbers for CNN. And that we need to do the same thing with these organizations, big tech, that's controlling our free speech in America. You're exactly right. We are feeding the beast that's undermining and destroying us.
Yes, sir. Does that include all the captive audiences at the airport, or did those numbers get thrown out somewhere?
That's supposed to include their total listening audience. Yeah.
Well, I'm just making a joke there because whenever you go to the airport, it's always CNN on every screen.
Always CNN. If I ever go into a place where there's a television with the CNN on it, I'll ask whoever's the attendant, do you have a controller for that? And they say, why? And I say, I want to put it on some news that I can watch. Hey. We need to be very careful what we're fed. Thank you, and God bless you. Keep looking up today,
brother. God bless you too, sir. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about America as we once knew it. History, U.S. history, American history, 2025 and beyond. We're looking at the fact that in 2025 and beyond with U.S. history, moms and dads and people talking about what America was like when we had freedom of speech. At one time, we could speak freely. One time, we could speak openly. But no more would be the conversation. Also, in part of that conversation, that history of 2025 and beyond, American history as we once knew it, once America had the freedom of religion, where churches could open without government control, without mask and without social distancing, without controlling the message. But ladies and gentlemen, 2025 history will record the fact that that exists no longer. Well, the fast track today for total governmental control over our churches. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that a little over a year ago when the federal government said that the churches need to close because it was not essential services, but yet the porn shops were open, the pot shops were open, the massage parlors were open, big box stores were open, et cetera, et cetera. But churches were not considered essential, and churches bowed, Christians bowed. Christians were willing to say, yes, sir, government, we'll close our churches. The pastors crawled under the bed and in the closet, hid themselves, sequestered themselves, and many of them are still there today. And as a result of that, churches are closing across America, left and right. I'm looking at an article here that says 164-year-old Midcoast Maine church will close next month with pandemic eroding the congregation. The Waldoboro United Methodist Church, a fixture in Friendship Road, on Friendship Road since 1857, will close effective June the 30th. The final service will be held the 27th. The pastor Foster, who has led the church for the past 3 years, said it will be a gathering where people can share memories of the church community and how the church had been a blessing to the community for all of those years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is taking place. This is not unique. This is not the only one. This is taking place without any fanfare, without any notification, without any major news breaks, where churches are closing across America today as a result of the governmental control of our churches. We've lost today very much of the freedom of religion. We're talking about what America will be like 2020, 25, 2030, and beyond. What American history will be, how we will look back, and how families and those that are writing history and talking about history look back and say, America at one time had the freedom of speech. America at one time had the freedom of religion. But that is not the case today at all, ladies and gentlemen. It's on the rapid fast track for that to end and be destroyed, as we have once known the freedoms in America. I'm looking at an article in Israel My Glory magazine, page 40. It's this month's issue. It says, New Secular Democrats Gunning for Christians. And it's a full-page article, ladies and gentlemen, where they have 28 of them have gotten together. A group of them got together. They've written a 28-page manifesto to Joe Biden, requesting that he clamp down on and do something to stop the Christians in their power and their control, their say-so, their input in every form of government in the United States of America. We're watching the coming to a conclusion of religious liberties in America as we have once known it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We've got much, much more to say about what America once was like, as the history books will record it in 2025 and beyond.
Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.